Welcome to Out Loud, the queer music podcast, presented by the QLGBTQ Creative Network and originally broadcast on CIOE 97.5 FM and on communityradio.ca.
Skin, I need a break. Bite my fingernails bloody. Everybody dies, so it's a-okay. Ask my dad how he's hanging. He talks a lot with age. Likewise, I could start living. If it doesn't kill me, it's gonna be great. Are you gonna be better?
Radio show or podcast, depending upon when and how you are listening to this program. I am your host, Kenny Fitz, and I have an hour of incredible music for you with a very, very, very special guest. I am being joined by the one and only, the incredible Chaz Cardigan this week, and we are going to talk about his upcoming new album, his current music that he has out, what's been going on in his life, and it's going to be a blast. You're going to love this, and it's something you do not want to miss. All right, because of that, we've got a big show, and we've got a lengthy show, so we got to get right to the music. First and foremost, it was Mr. Chaz Cardigan that you heard on the way in with It's Gonna Be Great, Hallelujah, and it's one of my favorites that he's put out so far, so I hope that you enjoyed that. But now we are going to get into the music, and what I've got for you is a three-pack mix-up of Austin Carr, brand new, called Tame Me. Young Fooly, new hip-hop artist that I've just kind of fell in love with. Song's called Dangerous Love, but we're going to start it all off with Mr. Kevin Abstract. He is back. He's got a brand new album on the way in November. This is the title track from said album. It is called Blanket. Check this out. Welcome back, Kevin Abstract, and join me back here in a few for my conversation with Chaz Cardigan here on Out Loud.
Flower with a long
don't need to leave a warning, and you don't even need to know, 'cause I get my fix when we're causing some damage, and I'm not your broken little bird. I like your touch, but I don't want a bandage, and I think you know what I deserve. Are you gonna tame me? Am I getting stronger? Such a good at saving, like it's such an honor. I don't wanna wait till you see that the world one was me. Are you gonna tame me? Am I getting stronger? Got me cornered on the sidewalk when I told you not to come. But you haven't caught me in a while, and I could fight or I could run, 'cause you let me in, but I feel like a stranger, and I'll probably burn the building down. I don't know which one of us is in danger, but I've got some fuel to throw around. Are you gonna tame me? Am I getting stronger? Said you're good at saving, like it's such an honor. I don't wanna wait till you see that the wild one was me. Are you gonna tame me? Am I getting stronger?
Each week on Out Loud? Want to hear more great music from LGBTQ artists around the world? You can hear past shows, find playlists, and check out the Out Loud podcast online at curatedbyq.com. Plus, search our artist database, read artist interviews, vote in the Q32 LGBTQ music chart, and much more. Visit curatedbyq.com today and discover a whole new world of music. Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Out Loud. And right now, I am joined by the wonderful, 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 incredible singer-songwriter, Chaz Cardigan. And I'm super excited to talk to you about so much stuff. Welcome to Out Loud, Chaz.
Oh, you know how to butter a girl up. Thank you so much.
Listen, and I said to you off, you know, screen that I am a fanboy when it comes to you, because number one, I love your music and I love your approach to music.
Thank you.
You can rock a guitar, but you can also pan a piano, and it's, you know, fantastic when you move back and forth in between that in your music. But you're also that kind of artist that growing up, I would have loved to have had to be a fan of. And I didn't have any artists kind of growing up that I could kind of relate to like that. So you can imagine me back in my teen days, just with like Chaz Cardigan posters all over my wall, and just loving that and just knowing that you were out there. For you as an artist, I'm sure that you must get contacted by, you know, youth and young people who must look at you that way and talk to you about things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a degree of that for which I'm really grateful for. I would also say, I think I wonder sometimes how the nature of celebrity is changing with teenagers specifically. I like you, I had posters of people on my wall that I loved listening to, and I don't ever want to do that thing where I sort of say, oh, the kids are an alien species I don't understand these days. But I do wonder if there's that same thing now that every relationship is parasocial, and now that they can get vulnerability through TikTok. In a way that you and I could never get out of artists that we were obsessing over. I think it still happens. I think it does. And I definitely do get people still, and it's always a surprise. People will say, oh, I was in a dark place in this. Oh, I played this at my wedding. Oh, this was the first dance with my partner. And that's amazing. It's lovely.
I mean, it is. I mean, it just shows that the power of music, right? And I think that you're right with social media and just the internet itself being able to connect. I mean, just like we're doing right now, once upon a time, you would never have known how to get in contact with an artist we may have heard. And there was always going to be a management or something to kind of go through, or there would have been an email maybe. But now it's kind of like, you can knock on someone's DM or door or message them and be like, hey, I'd really like to talk to you about this if you're interested. And it kind of like spreads some of that just adaptability of engagement, I guess, which is really, really cool. I see artists doing it all the time that all of a sudden they hear each other and they're like, oh man, what you're doing is really cool. And I know for yourself, you've had some collaborations and you've done some work as well with artists out there in the music world. For you, has that made things, I guess the answer is probably yes, but how much has it changed the way that you're approaching your music and how you're, thinking about collaborating?
Do you know, I actually think I'm the inverse of most people in this because
Ooh.
as my aperture has sort of widened and my access to people has widened, I actually have worked more on my own. And it hasn't been for any sort of hermetic or selfish reasons. It's just what's made sense in the moment. And I also have made great friends from the internet. Somebody that the TikTok algorithm shoved down my throat for months was this folk singer named Caden Wimple, who is now one of my best friends and lives in LA and is a great coffee hang. We played a show together last night. And that's been really good. I also think everybody's algorithm is so different and it's always a reflection of who you are. And mine is usually more sort of like discourse oriented. And so I end up making friends with people who are sort of engaged in like film and politics spheres way more than I do in music, which is just a quirk. I don't really have an answer to that. So I don't really think it's done for me what it's done for other people in that way, actually.
You're right though too, because I mean you are someone who, when it comes to social media, you put out really great music, but then you have lots to say at the same time. And
Sure.
I think that whether it's politically or driven, or if it's kind of just what's happening in your own sphere of experience, you are someone that is using social media, I believe, the way it was always intended to be.
Whoa.
Kind of a way. I think that social media
Whoa.
kind of got away from so many people and it became just an extension of promotion. But you're actually engaging people, or at least you're engaging anyone who's willing to listen with content and conversation. And I think that's really important. And I think it's really smart to do in the sense that it's probably good for you to have a bit of an outlet that you can just kind of like get on and let it happen. But also because I think people need to hear it. And I think that you are, you're incredibly smart. You're a very smart guy. You always have things and nuggets of little bits of wisdom that you picked up from your own experiences to kind of drop out there. But yeah, I think that you are someone who's using it the way that we kind of wanted the social network to kind of evolve, if that makes sense. And I don't know if you feel that way.
Well, I don't, but I'm going to accept it and I'm going to contend with it. So thank you.
It's a good thing. You put it in your music, and I guess we should really talk about that because there has been a lot of music. But you put it in your music, you're not afraid to talk about, and I mean, as a singer-songwriter, that's kind of the magic of it, and what so many singer-songwriters do is you give these snippets of your life through music or things that you've seen that you want to have a commentary on. This year, we're on song number 5, really, because you had a double track out with Blame and Grass. But now Oak Blood is out.
Yeah.
So 4 or 5 singles releases this year. And it feels like a rejuvenation, if you will. I think that COVID made us feel one way. Trying to get out of COVID, still coming out of COVID, made us feel another way. And I feel that what I'm seeing from you and what I'm hearing from you now is it's pointed, but it's lifted, if that makes sense.
Wow.
If it does make sense, and I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel like you're someone who's kind of come along and you've had lots of experiences and you had some things happen in your life. And now you're at a place where it's like, you know what? I get it. It's happened, but I'm going to sing about it, but I'm not going to dwell on it. Mm-hmm. And that's where that lift comes from.
I agree. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I think it's great to hear. And I love hearing that in the progression of music. So speaking of the music, we've got Elk Blood now, but mm-hmm. tell us about 2023 for you a bit in terms of the releases and how you approached it and how you're feeling about it.
So I had spent 2022 on a break and I didn't really know what I was going to do after that. I didn't make big plans. I got a job. I went back to school and I was also dealing with a lot of health problems and music. This thing I've done since I was 10, I had to compartmentalize. And then slowly but surely, I just couldn't turn it off. And so songs started coming and then I didn't really know what to do with them. I had been sort of burned by the COVID years and a couple of record deals that didn't end so well. And I thought, well, I would be so mad at myself if I didn't give this one more proper go and one more shot where I'm so proud of the music, so proud of what I've been making. So sometime around right now, last year, October of last year, I hunkered down and started just finishing a bunch of songs. And I had no album planned. I had a vague sort of concept in mind. And it just made sense to put Grass and Blame out first as a bit of a reset. It felt like they were honest. They were a good sort of yin-yang complement to one another. And I started playing these little house shows kind of secretly. And people would respond to them very well. So I put those out first. And then I started negotiating a record deal just on the back end. It's an independent deal. It's a label called Anti-Fragile. They've been fantastic. And they said, well, we love it. Do you have an album? And as I'm looking at the songs, I just thought, yeah, actually I do. It was the first I've never thought so little about a record. I'm normally so conceptually minded. I go in very intentionally and there's a storyline or there's a focus or something. And what I found was the focus was just in the material already. And the album sort of had already become itself. And I already had title ideas and it really, I had to write one or two more, but Rashomon felt like the obvious first breath of fresh air. And I'd actually written Rashomon or started writing Rashomon in late 2020 during COVID, right around the time that Not Okay, Losing Touch, Live a Little, were all coming out. So I think there's still a strand of that DNA there, but I rewrote it last year for the new batch. And then everything else totally lifted, update. And it's just after a couple years of chronic health problems and, you know, career setbacks and personal setbacks. And I kept living in that. I kept writing songs about those things. And then they were just miserable. And so instead, what I ended up writing and what I ended up being very proud of was this record that is about trying to find joy in spite of that. And it's all there. The milieu of post-COVID Western world inflation, the oversaturation of the digital, my relationships with my family are very naked on the record. It's all there, but it's really just about trying to find joy in spite of that. And so every song, really since Grass, although Grass and Blame are not on the album, every song this year has been about drawing that narrative. And boy, has it gotten harder to look for it, but it's something I want everybody to try for. I think joy is radical. I think your joy is a weapon, especially when everything is so miserable.
It's so easy to steer into the negative. It makes it very easy. You know, it can feel heavy, but it's almost sometimes we tend to welcome it a lot more than we do the joy. And I think it kind of comes off of us being conditioned to concentrate on the things going wrong rather than celebrate the things going right. Mm-hmm. It's a weird conditioning. It happens in work. And I, you know, used to say it to my students when I was in post-secondary. It's kind of like, you know, you have to celebrate the little wins, because to some people, they're huge wins. They may feel little to you, but they're important. And it's one thing to, you know, recognize those negatives and learn from them. But we're backwards as a society, especially in North America, where we really do allow the negative to create narratives for ourselves and create these stories. And it's one of the things that I hear in the album, in the records, and that the releases that you've had out so far, is that no, not going to do that. Rashomon sounds like an anthem. It sounds like a bit of a rallying cry when you first hear it, and not just from the chorus, but just some of what you're speaking about in the actual song is kind of like, you know, it's pointed, but not without being, you know, degenerative or getting angry and angsty. It's just really kind of like, let's look at this and take something from what we're learning from your actions, not you, but, you know, within the song.
Yeah, yeah.
It comes this bit of rallying cry, an anthem that I think a lot of people, you know, if people allow themselves, they will hear that and I think really get behind it. And then you follow that up with "It's Going to Be Great" and "Hallelujah," which I love. And I love that song. And it is kind of like a day trip for me, that song is. You can put that in on the car and be driving, and you feel so good listening to that song, even though there's moments in the song that talks about, you know, hardship. At the end of it, it's going to be great. And that "Hallelujah," you know, is really lifting at the end, which just, it becomes just like this soaring takeaway of, we have to embrace our joy. We have to embrace the good things that are happening. It's a ray of sunshine, that song.
Thank
and
you.
And then you've got "Oak Blood," which comes back with a little bit of like, there's teeth in "Oak Blood." And I think that, you know, that ping pong back and forth really sets up a really dynamic album that you're about, you know, going to give us. I'm super excited by all of it. Yeah, not to put any pressure, but I'm curious. Well,
no, it's okay. It's okay. I've been back and forth about this for a while. Top of the year. There's going to be a couple more.
It's a good way to start 2024. You have new music out, and, you know, a lot of it, and there's still more to come. "Oak Blood's" the latest. Give us the snapshot for anyone who hasn't had a chance to kind of listen to it, about the song itself.
"Oak Blood" is like a nice, moody, acoustic-y, dark, sexy, Coldplay-y song. I don't know. About hoping that the world can actually be better and not wanting to be broken by the world that is in front of you. So the chorus says, "You can't bring me down. You can't keep me down. Me, I got roots that you can't rip out. I got oak blood." This idea that, like, there's a better world coming, and the people who are going to reap from it are people who are resilient, people who, like, are going to keep getting back up over and over and over again. And it came from this poem I had written. I had this idea called "The End is Written in Oak Blood." And it was this idea that when humans are gone, when we destroy ourselves or whatever, that nature will reclaim everything, which is a little abstract and arty, which is why it's a poem, not a song. And then I just thought, what if I took that and made it something that could be in a truck commercial, or anything, whatever. It was a little, my publisher had said, you know, we need a song like this for a certain type of commercial. And I just thought, I always write songs for TV and film, and I always write them with a barricade up in mind that they are not Chaz Kardigan songs, that they are this cynical exercise over on the side. And then I have my artistic and pure thing over here. And I thought, well, that's silly. I'm getting a little too old for that. What if I try to do both? And "Oak Blood," I love it. It's my dad's favorite song on the album. I'm a fan. I sang it last night for the first time, and it goes over great in the live room. I'm very proud of it.
I think it's fantastic. And I think it's just, again, it's one of those, it's the energy in it is really palpable. And I think that you could, I mean, from a listener, I could tell I thought he must have had a great time making this song and recording this song. And I can only imagine how much fun it is to play live.
Yes. The drums were done by my drummer back in Nashville. When I've toured with a live band. He's been my drummer for years. Guitar, same. The electric guitar is by my guitar player back in Nashville. Friends are doing background vocals. The vocal take is, I think it's my original demo vocal take. I don't know that I ever changed anything. It was a blast. It was a lot of fun.
I think that it's kind of one of those songs that comes along every now and then. First of all, it's such a great title, right? You have something called Oak Blood, and it's like, oh. And like you said, dark and sexy. But you catch that, and then you hear the actual song, and I think that it has an automatic addiction, if you would, to a song like this. It just has such a power behind it. So congratulations on that. And congratulations on everything that you've put out so far. And I'm super excited with everything that's still yet to come.
I'm really excited to share it with you. And I'm excited to have gotten to speak with you today. I wish it could go longer.
Listen, these are one of those things where I'm kind of like, I could go all day long, but you do have a life. And knowing me, and I have such a runway that I take up when I ask a question. I don't have just a question to ask. It's kind of like, I'm going to give you the backstory of something and then eventually get to the question. Sure. To which point you probably kind of go like, what was he asking again? But knowing that you have a life, I will let you get back to it. But I do want to thank you for kind of just sitting down with me. And like I said, I'm excited for everything that's still yet to come.
Thanks so much. This was awesome. I really love doing this.
I'm going to toss it to you. We need to hear the song. We need to hear Oak Blood. So I'm going to leave it to you to introduce your own song.
Yeah. I am Chaz Cardigan on the Q Reviews, and this is Oak Blood.
Sing. You can keep me down. Me, I got roots that she can't rip out. I got oak blood. Baby, baby, you can't keep me down. Feels like everybody's free. But here between the passage of words before and after, feels like everything's crazy. Take all of this pressure, put it in your battery, charge it up better. Something good is coming. When you feel like running, is coming. We don't need a currency, and there will be an answer. I know it's gonna happen. Something that'll outlive me. Take all of this pressure, put it in your battery, charge it up better. Something good is coming. When you feel like running, sing this song with me. They won't keep me down. Sex and gender won't keep me down. My disorder won't keep me down. I spit oak blood when you punch my mouth. I got oak blood, baby, baby, you can't hear.
from the minds that brought you the smash hit podcast Your Life the Mixtape, and headliners comes Your Life the Mixtape magazine, a free monthly digital magazine that focuses on music, culture, and social commentary on current news and events. Visit www.yourlifethemixtape.com to subscribe today.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I am still your host, Kenny Fitz, and I want to thank my special guest this week, Chaz Cardigan, for joining me. I love talking to Chaz. He's got so much to impart on us and so much to talk about. That was just only a fraction of what we got to chat about. So you really want to check out the podcast version when it is released, because then you'll get the full conversation and there's so much more that we talk about. So you're going to want to stick around for that. All right, we are going to keep the music train going as we like to do, because there is still lots to get to. We've got a four-pack coming up for you of new releases. That includes Michael Jamar's new song called Good For You, the lovely Jade Lamack and her latest called Grapevines. We've got Bradley Kim with a song that just... it's so infectious. It's called Wanna Be In Love. But we're going to start this section off with the incredible, the wonderful. I'm such a fan. I always gush about her. This is Wild Black. She's got a new one. It's called Miss the High. Check it all out and then join me back here so we can start to wind down the show here on Out Loud.
Turn into life. Tell me that you're all in. I'm a rest in a little while. I got nothing on my chest, I need to get out. I've been up late nights chasing the same guys, looking for something really than real life. But I haven't been all that impressed in a little while. And I drank too much to make myself believe that the love I get's the love I really need. For a second night, hit my head against the wall just to feel alive. I can delude my head with wishes, falling for something that never existed. But I just wanna be enough for a second night. And I drink too much to make myself believe that the love I get is still the love I need. Too much to make myself believe that the love I get is still the love I need. Damn, I just wanna be in love, need a man who won't leave after we, after we're done. If this time punch drunk, come and I'm done, I don't want it. Head rush more than a touch, give me something more than just a late night lust. Damn, I just wanna be in love.
Feed me off of those grapevines, let's make wine. Let's make love, let me take it off, show you some of that sweet violence. Push me over the sharp edge, just come fast. Let's be real, don't be chill, fill the room, but don't keep silent. Are we always, are we always looking for someone who breaks the rules? Is it good? I could do that for you, tell me.
The Out Loud Queer Music Radio Show is proud to be supported by radio stations around the world. In Australia, hear Out Loud on DRN1 and The Current Motion. In South Africa, catch Out Loud on Gay SA Radio. In the UK, you can hear Out Loud on Out Radio and Chaos Radio. And in Canada, Out Loud broadcasts on Rainbow Radio in Toronto and CIOE 97.5 FM in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Thank you to all of our supporting stations. All right, it's the sad time, friends. We have come to the end of the show, but before that, I do have two brand new releases that are absolutely stellar for you to send you off into the rest of your week. Before we get to that, I do want to say thank you for tuning in each and every week and supporting the show, and of course to the artists for continuing to make such great music and submitting it so I can get it on the air for you. All right, here we go. Your last two of this show are from Australia's OK Angel. The latest is called Own Style. But first, it's Don't Make This Weird out of the UK and Heartbreak on Antidepressants. What a way to end the show. Until next time, I've been your host, Kenny Fitz. Take care of each other, love one another, look after one another, and be safe out there. And we'll see you next time here on Out Loud.
Is disbelieving, how can you look at him like that? When I'm across the tracks, am I so replaceable? Falling down the rabbit hole and screaming out for Alice. Never thought that I would feel the sting of all your malice. Crying on the dance floor, making out with strangers. Anxiety attack. 'Cause I'm so replaceable. Falling from your pedestal and burning down the palace. Taking another sip from your forbidden poison chalice. Jumping from the top floor, getting drunk in superstore. Begging the doctor for more. Heartbreak on antidepressants. Can't feel it. I'm numb my mind. Just get below. I'll sacrifice the high.
Thank you for listening to the Out Loud Queer Music Radio Show, originally broadcast by CIOE 97.5 FM on communityradio.ca. To contact the show, please email us at outloud@communityradio.ca or visit us online at CIOE975.ca.